epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. I promised a review of Happy Gilmore. For those that are interested, we'll do that in 15 minutes here before we get out of here and let Chris Russell take over. Camp is in full swing. We've talked a lot about Terry today. Just had Ben Standing on, talking about some other guys on offense, some other guys on defense. Haven't talked a lot about Jaden, despite the fact that he is literally the savior of the organization. There's a lot of media out at camp this week, national media. You know, our local team is there and they do a great job, but there's a lot of national media out there this week. I know the Barstool guys, Grit Week, they were out there. I saw pictures of PFT. I didn't see pictures of Big Cat. I don't know if you've seen pictures.
He's there, but
he's definitely there. I mean, they got the bus out there. They got good parking for the bus, too.
Of course they did. That doesn't surprise me.
You know where I have to park? Not there.
Well.
I park. I don't get to go inside. There's like a gate. If you've been to training camp, you know this. There's a gate. I don't get anywhere near the gate.
You don't get the tour that they get.
I do not. Although last week, JP Finley nearly got his car stuck, or he did get his car stuck and got saved. Because he parked like in mud. I didn't do that, but I'm normally on the grass, close to trees. Don't love that, but it's fine. So the Barstool guys are there. A couple ESPN guys are there as well. We knew that SportsCenter was there this weekend. Kevin O'Connor, who was a longtime Ringer affiliate now, or Kevin Clark rather, sorry. Kevin O'Connor's the basketball guy. Kevin Clark, who now hosts on ESPN with through Omaha Productions, so he threw Peyton Manning's company. He got a one-on-one with Dan Quinn. Two things that I want to play for you from it that I find to be really interesting. I mentioned that he works with Omaha Productions because Omaha is run by Peyton Manning. Here's Dan Quinn talking about Jaden Daniels and comparing his preparation style to that of Peyton Manning.
Like Peyton, and like I couldn't think of a better coach to start off with Tom Moore, of like, this is step by step. When you're developing somebody, you don't want to miss one step on that ladder, like this, and then we can get to this. And we'll be able to do some more things in year two because we've taken the right steps in year one. So I think oftentimes as coaches, we want to hurry up and get to the next install, to the next thing, man. Like, let's make sure, what does the player know? What can they execute? And that's ultimately what matters. Hmm. And so I think about Peyton and, you know, his work ethic is legendary. Jaden has a lot of those traits from working and wanting to be right and loving football. And that's not something that's coming from coaching, but it's our responsibility to say this, now this step, and be very intentional about it.
So that's Dan Quinn comparing Jaden's work ethic to Peyton Manning. So just a really quick thing to point out, Dan Quinn never worked directly with Peyton Manning. They were never a part of, he didn't work with the organizations that Peyton Manning was a part of. Albeit it was only two, the Colts and the Broncos, but this is just through knowing coaches in the industry and taking notes. And I'm sure he's met and talked with Peyton Manning a number of different times, especially since Peyton is retired. He's very open with some of the things that he did and his preparation. So he never worked directly with Peyton Manning, but he knows in the way in which Peyton Manning prepares and can compare the two. This is not the first time we have heard these sorts of comparisons in terms of the preparation, attacking film the same way that he attacks practice. In fact, I believe that Tom Brady had mentioned something very similar during the broadcast of the Lions game last year. You know, Tom Brady really was a fan of Jaden Daniels in that game in particular, in the lead up to that. It was almost like he was seeing little bits of himself in terms of the competitive nature of Jaden Daniels and the way that he prepares. Because the one thing that Tom and Peyton did really, really well was the preparation stuff. And you would constantly see them at the line of scrimmage, checking, reading defenses, making adjustments, audibling, all these different things. And it's funny, this time last year, when we knew that Jaden Daniels was going to be quarterback one, the question was, what kind of reign would he have in the offense? Would it just be Cliff telling him what to do, and then Jaden follows exactly what Cliff told him to? Or would there be some freedom to decipher defenses, read them at the line of scrimmage, and then make adjustments? And you can't do that at a high level if you're not preparing off of the field. So it was really cool during the course of the season to see Jaden get a little bit of that freedom and to see how he utilized that freedom. I think that's kind of what Dan Quinn was alluding to here. That preparation and watching the film. We know about the VR stuff, but in watching the film and being ready to get to the line of scrimmage and take a play that is going one direction and then completely do a 180, make an adjustment, it is a trust that you're going to have with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Jaden and Cliff clearly have that, and then that's just all on Jaden being mentally aware enough and mentally strong enough to be able to do that at a high level this early on, because a lot of rookies cannot do that. And to be honest, it's unfair to ask rookies to be able to do that. You're coming from a college game to the NFL game. Everything looks drastically different, from the way that the field is set up to the defenses that are running to the way that your offense is set up, and where you're lining the football up at the college level is very different from where you're lining it up at the NFL level. Like, there's a lot of nuances that really differentiate the two games. So it's unfair to think that every single rookie is going to be able to come in and just do that at the line of scrimmage. But Jaden's ability to do that really separates him from, well, every other rookie that was in his particular class and rookies that we have seen in years past. Bars. That's why he was the rookie of the year. That's why he had the best rookie season in NFL history for a quarterback. A little bit more from Dan Quinn talking with Kevin Clark of ESPN. This is what he said on challenging Jaden and some of the work behind the scenes.
What are you challenging him? You said a lot of it is just him wanting to be great. Obviously, he's going to put in the work. But in year two, I'm sure you're putting things on his plate. What are you challenging him with to get better at?
He started the offseason. These were specific technique things, you know, so that was the on the field portion. Then, you know, how can we also get rid of some concepts that, okay, was this worth the squeeze to go through it, and then add some? So that's the balance of finding the right flow that he and his teammates can, man, absolutely execute and go let it rip. But he's off to a great start. He's really a focused and, like, hard working dude, like, much like Peyton. The unseen work is really what matters the most, that, like, they got to put it in.
Can you give an example of the unseen work?
The unseen work would be just recently, it's dark out, and I see him walking in the early hours of the morning, walking back off the field, because he was already going through some things that he wanted to do to be ready for that
day. That's a good silhouette to see.
Yes,
your star,
like,
player walking off the field.
I was in the weight room and looking out, and, you know, I'm thinking, okay. Like,
you got it.
Yes,
we got it. We got it.
Yeah, I don't need to acknowledge that. I need to, and I know that happens. He's early and doing extra, but it is, like, it's who he is. It's all the time, and it is one of the things I really admire about him.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Jaden Daniels, we know he gets there early. We've known that for a while. They've been really good about telling us that, honestly. Like, it did, to a certain extent, a little bit feel like just a smidge of propaganda. Like, hey, he gets here. Like, we get it. He gets there early. First one in the building. Last one out. We understand all those things. But it is nice to get a specific example, because I don't know what time Dan Quinn gets there. I would assume if he is in the weight room, he's working out before practice. Practices in the recent few days, because of the extreme heat that we're facing here, have been moved from 9 a.m. to 8 a.m. My guess is that a lot of them will be at 8 a.m. throughout the course of the rest of training camp, just because it's July and August in the DMV. Y'all know it. We know it's hot as hell out here. Humidity is just insane.
The worst.
I mean, I stuck my hand out a window. I like to drive with the windows down.
Of course.
I stuck my hand out the window the other day, and it felt like I stuck my hand into a pool. And I was like, yep, we'll do air conditioning.
It's like bath water.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But if Dan Quinn's getting there, let's just say practice starts at 8 a.m. He speaks with the media at around 7:30, 7:35, give or take. So he's probably in the weight room by about 6 a.m. to get a quick workout in, whether that just be hitting the treadmill for 20 to 30 minutes. I don't know how much he lifts. You know, he's getting up there in age. Probably shouldn't be squatting. No, not certainly not back squatting.
Probably sticking to more cardio than weights.
Yeah, no bench press for Dan Quinn, hopefully, at this age. But if he's in there for 20, 30 minutes, we'll just say he's in there around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, sun's coming up about that time.
Sun's coming up. Well, sun, I guess sun's coming up now around like 5:45 or so, which means Jaden's in there at around 5. At the very least, he's on the field probably about 5:30. You know, and I know that they don't let media members in, I think, until 6. Because I know there are a bunch of the media members. David Harrison, who was with us yesterday, he gets in there incredibly early. You know, Mitch Tischler, who is great, he's doing this bit on social media of getting the first guy out on the field. It's usually Dietrich Wise or one of the tight ends. So Jane's out there before all of this. That on-scene work, I think, is really special. So when we've had these conversations and listened to the out-of-towners, right, like the talking heads on your ESPNs, Foxes, well, less Fox now, but Foxes, CBSs, whoever, when the talking heads talk about, oh, Jaden's probably going to regress in year number two, I'm pumping the brakes with all of that. There's things that the national talking heads, there's details that the national talking heads do not have that we locally do, because we're in this on a daily basis, a day in, day out basis. So that, I believe, is the first time I had heard Quinn tell a story like that. So I don't know if it just happened to take place today, or if it's something that takes place every single day and no one had asked him about that, because, you know, Kevin Clark did a good job there. Give me an example of what you're talking about. Him being out there at like 5:45 would not shock me, but it is, that speaks as to why he has the ability that he does to make some of the changes at the line of scrimmage. Because if he's sitting out there, he's simulating things in his head, whether that be with the VR, maybe he does have the physical VR out there. I don't know how that goes. Or he's doing what. Did you ever hear this story about Drew Brees? This was years ago. I forget who told it. It was a guy that was high up with the Saints. It might have been Reggie Bush, when Reggie Bush was a really good player there. It could have been somebody else. Who told it is not that important. The story was that this particular player, it was Sean Payton, the coach. What am I talking about? I thought Reggie Bush was telling the story. It was Sean Payton. Sean Payton was driving by the facility on a bye week. This was early in his tenure there.
He's driving past
the facility, and he sees one dude out on the field on a bye week, and it's Drew Brees simulating plays in his head. And he's effectively doing what like kids do when they're younger, don't have anyone to play with.
Doing what Russell Wilson did on the field with his
but better.
Injury,
yeah.
But way better.
But and way like, better.
You know, out of the eye of the media.
And he's just throwing the ball. And then going up, picking up, and then running it from there, right? But he's throwing the ball. He's simulating plays. He's throwing the football. Do you need to do that to be successful? Maybe not. There might be an element of that with Drew Brees that is a tad bit performative. But I do think that there's a very, very big deal in wanting to do the work. If you're not following 980 and 106.7 on social media, you might have missed this. But
why aren't you?
Yeah, why aren't you? Follow us. Linnell did a really good thing yesterday on social media.
He's been crushing it.
He's been crushing it. His content has been on fire. He did a really great thing yesterday. I want to play that for you when we get back here, so I'll give time to Max to pull it a little bit.
Thank you.
And then I'll also finally pay off this like hour-long tease. I watched Happy Gilmore 2. I'll let you know my thoughts on it. So you'll hear what Linnell got from Jaden that really speaks to everything that Dan Quinn just said, and we'll review Happy Gilmore, too. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on Tuesday, July 29th. Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as part of the latest MLB gambling probe. He becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to this investigation, joining Luis Ortiz. According to the Akron Beacon, Clase will be out until at least August 31st. Not great news for Terry McLaurin after the Broncos re-signed Cortland Sutton to a four-year extension yesterday worth $92 million. That's about $23 a year. Same age as Terry McLaurin going into the season, and in 2024, McLaurin had just 15 more yards than Sutton and only five touchdowns. Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann signs a four-year, $100 million extension that keeps him in Indy through the 2030 season. Some more O-lineman news. The Commanders announced that guard Nate Herbig has retired after 7 years in the NFL. Meanwhile, Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he has beaten cancer. The Colorado head coach underwent a procedure to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor. Since the surgery, it's been reported that there have been no traces of cancer and that Deion will be full go for coaching in 2025. The Nats, they win their third straight with a 2-1 win over the Astros. Riley Adams with the lone home run of the game. They'll continue their series against Houston tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.